not acceptable that this is the way that vulnerable children in the care of the state was treated by an agency which is tasked with protection of these very same children. So there are serious questions to be asked of TUSLA as to how this came about. Was this on foot of a HICWA report? Was the prior notice given? What consideration did they give to the children who called this facility their home? And how come appropriate measures weren't taken with enough notice that would have allowed for these children to have a better settle-in period? And to date, TUSLA, despite saying to me on Monday that they would give me a comprehensive answer on Tuesday, at this stage, they still haven't responded to any of those questions.
We understand the staffing levels at the centre had been questioned and that this issue had been flagged up some time ago.
I have understandings of that nature as well. I do believe that there's been advance notice given for quite a period of time in relation to this here, and then that calls into question the management of this centre by those at the higher levels in TUSLA as to, you know, how do they allow it to deteriorate to a point where the sudden closure of this facility was forced upon the agency, and therefore, you know, children, and remember, these are children in the care of the state. These are vulnerable children. We're told that they have to leave the centre within 24-hour notice to pack all their belongings, to say, you know, goodbye to their friends, their colleagues and so on, and, you know, that they were moving hundreds of miles away to a new residential care setting, not knowing when they will be back in Donegal, if indeed they will be back in Donegal. And this is simply unacceptable, and there needs to be questions asked. And, you know, we have a major problem here now in the county where we have no care setting for children that are vulnerable at this point in time. If this was an accident, if it was an act of nature, if it was that the building had burnt down or was flooded, then we could understand emergency measures. But this was all, in my view, within the control of the agency, and the agency, it seems, didn't act appropriately to address the issues that have been flagged up for quite a while.
Is this something you'll be raising in the law?
Yes, we've put down a question to the Minister. We've written to TUSLA, as I said. We offered him the opportunity to answer first. I spoke to the CEO. He responded to me saying that he would have a comprehensive answer to me on Tuesday. We contacted again yesterday, and to date, there's still no response. We've also asked HICWA for the latest inspection report that hasn't been published yet, and I do intend to raise this with the Minister, and the reason being, obviously, that there is children here, and I always look at this in the case of if this was one of my children, how would I feel about them being told, you know, to pack their bags, to move, and given less than 24 hours' notice? It's just simply not acceptable.